Welcome back to Coast Radio Sports here in Florence, Oregon, as we get ready for the varsity boys game tonight. The Slade Slough Vikings against the Reesport Braves. Not knowing what to expect tonight, Lane, to be honest with you. I've seen the varsity, our boys play only a half this year. Played against a pretty tough pass team that put one on them. That defensive pressure got to them early in the game as they had turnover after turnover and Taft just ran a lay-in drill on us. Not much different in the second half. I haven't seen them in the other games. As the Vikings come in 1-2, they did beat Myrtle Point and lost to Elmira. Yep, and Taft tonight. So in that tournament down in Bandon, I believe it was. Reesport hasn't won a game yet this year either, so this could be a tough matchup tonight, not knowing what's really going to happen. What the Vikings need to do tonight is what every team needs to do, is take care of the basketball, limit your turnovers, and do what you do well.
The Vikes are extremely talented, extremely athletic.
Yeah.
You know, we just need some kids to take care of the ball, play good defense, make open shots. We have open shots, rebound, all the little things you have to do to be a good basketball player.
I think saying we have good athletes is an understatement. I mean, there's some all-league football players out here, probably some track guys, some baseball guys, and they can do that. One thing, you know, we know they don't play basketball year-round, and that's straight out of the coach's mouth. You know, none of them are playing year-round, so they're coming out here being great athletes. Kind of the same problem you have when we talk about the girls a little bit is you got to get into basketball shape, and you got to get a basketball rhythm of learning the game, knowing where people should be, what pass you got to make at the right time, whether it's a bounce pass, as Jay alluded to a little bit earlier, or making that nice overhead pass. Limit turnovers tonight, and Vikings have a great opportunity to come away with a victory.
No doubt about it. And it'll still take us, you know, a couple weeks probably to get our feet underneath us. But
yeah.
Hopefully we're headed in the right direction tonight.
I think that we should be as well. I mean, a lot of expectations for the boys, as you know, we know they can run up and down the court. Is putting the ball in the rim or in the basket, Jay, is going to be the tough part.
Yeah, these football players turned into basketball players in about a week and a half. So they're still a little banged and bruised up, and you know, they're going to get back, as Lane said, get their feet back under them on the basketball court now, and handle the round ball a little bit and make those adjustments. But they are anxious to get this game underway and get going.
Well, let's take our first break, and we'll be back some more pregame here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Tuesday Night Basketball here on Coast Radio Sports. I'm Ryan J. Stahl, along with Lane Johnson and Jay Nillis. All three of us tonight going to act like we know what we're doing, and we're all going to call it like we see it. 3:40 before game time, and we're not too sure what to expect tonight. Varsity boys for the Vikings are 1-2 on the year, looking to get another victory to get to 500. Reesport hasn't won yet. But they've got a pretty mature team, as they have all juniors and seniors on their basketball team. So they've probably seen some varsity experience so far this year, Lane. Don't know exactly, you know, you can't really tell how they're going to be. We haven't seen them play. But just seeing them warm up, they warm up strong. They're working hard out there already.
Yes. Yeah, I've been impressed with both teams. As far as warm up, you know, you can tell some from warm up.
Right,
but,
yeah.
You know, both teams can shoot it a little bit. And looking forward to a good game tonight.
Jay, you know a couple of these players on the Reesport team as your kid went to school down here. Maybe from baseball more than basketball, but, you know, they're going to come here at a home game. They don't want to lose on a Tuesday night, especially when you're playing a rival team from just up the street. You want to have some bragging rights.
Yeah, nobody wants to drop a game to a team just up the road. And, you know, I did live down here a number of years ago and coached a number of these boys in youth soccer. So they're not only soccer players as youth, but they've grown up just like our boys have as basketball players, football players, baseball players. And a number of these kids are going to want to come out and take a swing at Florence and try to put a W on the board.
Well, one thing you get from small towns, and, you know, I grew up in North Bend a little bit, Lane, you're in Tuesday, kids play every sport more than likely. And when they go from one to one, they know, these kids know each other. They've played whatever sport against each other, wrestled against each other, or just, you know, maybe they families know each other as well. So
yeah,
they're going to know a little bit what's going on. They don't want to lose a game. They're going to come out playing hard. You know, Vikings, a lot's going to depend on Gabe DeLeon. He's going to be their point guard tonight. Does a good job of getting the ball to the hole, but he's got to get everybody involved in the game. That's the job as a point guard tonight. If there is any pressure, the ball needs to be in his hands. As we've shown in the first home game against Taft, you know, there's just a lot of turnovers going on, Lane. Tonight, we've got to take care of the basketball.
No doubt about it. It's pretty tough to play the game of basketball when you have a hard time getting across half court. You know, and we struggled against Taft, and hopefully some of those issues that we had are out of the way now, and
yep,
and we can turn it loose tonight.
Well, we're going to take our final break as we'll in about a minute till game time. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Coast Radio Sports.
I'll tell you what a great rendition.
Well,
of the national
that was
anthem.
Pretty darn good to start off my season at basketball. What a great job from one of the Reed Sports.
The band director.
The band director. What a great job.
That gave me chills. I got some goosebumps after that.
That was great coming back in from the break there. As we're getting ready for the varsity boys basketball game tonight, we're getting ready for our starting lineups. We'll be the Sisla Vikings first. Suey throws out there tonight. Head coach by Dylan Perry. Been here, I think he's been here like 9-10 years already. So we've got a program going, and getting to start tonight at point guard position is going to be number zero, Gabe DeLeon. Oh, we dropped the microphone as the PA announcer. Come on, Joe, get it right over there. And next up for the Vikings is going to be Chaz Edblom, number one. He's a senior as well. Michael Falcons gets the start, number 10, 6'3 senior. And also number 11 is going to be Ryan Clampy, a 6'3 senior. And then Justin Allen, the sharp shooter from outside, number 22. Good-looking lineup for the Vikings tonight. A lot of 6'3 guys out there. Some tough athletes going to try to get one for the Vikings tonight. Now for the starting lineup for the Reed Sport Braves. Let's see how many names I can butcher.
That could have been the starting lineup for the varsity football team.
Starting for the Reed Sport Braves tonight is going to be Bryson Manicky, number one. He's a junior. And also a junior, Thomas Morgan, wears number three. And number 24 is going to be it's going to be Brody Hackney Tillett. He's a junior as well, wears number 24. Nate Ferris, the senior, number four, gets a start tonight as well. And finally, another senior, number 33, Alex Dukovic, number 33, as they run through the tunnel. Nice little atmosphere down here tonight as the stands are probably about 85% full. Good to see on a Tuesday night.
Good student turnout down here, and the crowds are pretty full. Good atmosphere, as you said.
And nice, a good little turnout from the Vikings faithful tonight, too, making the trip down. And we're getting ready for the tip-off here in Reed Sport, Oregon, at Butch Thompson Court.
Nothing short about Dukovic out there at the middle of the court. He has got some height on him.
Yep. We didn't have heights for the boys tonight, but he's definitely over 6'3". And here's the tip. It goes over to Reed Sport, and they're going to have the ball as number one, Bryson Manicky, with the ball. Man-to-man defense for the Vikings to start out top. Jimmy Allen's all over number four, Nate Ferris. Ball goes down to the left-hand side to number one, Manicky, closely guarded by Edblom. And ball goes down middle lane, doesn't get it to go. Rebound by Lampy, and we're going the other way. He's got the headband on tonight, keep the sweat out of his eyes. As Gabe goes left-hand side, oh, that's a hook, doesn't get called. It goes up for the lay-in, reverse lay-in, doesn't get it to go, but nice job to save it by Gabe DeLeon, and gets it back out to Lampy, goes in for the lay-in, doesn't get it to go. Offensive rebound, DeLeon again. And there's a three-pointer by Justin Allen to start the game off on the right-hand side. Now a little token pressure up top. Looks like we're going to try to run a little trap again for the Vikings. A 1-2-2. Now they get the ball over the half-court line. Does Ferris. Ferris back over to Manicky. Manning with the ball. Nobody on him. He'll take the open three-pointer off back rim. Doesn't get it to go. Good rebound by Dukovic. Kicks it back out to Morgan. Morgan drives a little middle of the key. Land doesn't go. Rebound by Vikings. And here we go the other way. That's travel. Got to come to the jump stop. That's going to be a turnover on Gabe DeLeon. Gets all the way down the left-hand side lane, but turns it over.
Yeah, Gabe's done a good job of being, you know.
He's active.
He's very active, very active. We just got to play under control.
Here's the trap steal from the Vikes. Full court pressure. Get the ball in the middle of the court. That's how you break the press, and they do. All over to the right-hand side to Manicky. Throws it over to Dukovic. Misses the lane. Good defense by the Vikes, and here we go the other way. two on three. De Leon's going to try to take it down the middle of the court. Doesn't get it to go. Gets rejected at the rim. And it's going to be out of bounds off Reedsport. Stays Vikings basketball.
Get some looks, yep. You know.
Being aggressive, taking the ball to the hole, that's for sure. Now Allen to inbounds. Over to Edblum. Up top of the key to De Leon. De Leon takes a couple dribbles in the middle of the court. Kicked it back out and gets caught in the air on that pass. You know, it's just kind of a nonchalant pass.
A jump stop would be nice.
Jump stop and a bounce pass, as we talked about fundamentals. Of course, we know everything up here. A lot easier.
We're all experts, right?
Yeah, of course. Viking basketball. Ball goes over to Falcons. Jimmy, or Allen, another three-pointer. Justin Allen gets to go 2 for 2, 6-0. Vikings with the lead, 6 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter.
It's a good zone breaker right there.
Yep. And nice pass. Oh, Allen with the hands in the middle of the lane goes off of Dukovic, and it'll be turnover Reedsport. Viking basketball looking tough tonight.
Staying active and on defense is going to be key here for them.
Falcons now with the basketball at the half court line, gets it over the line, over to Edblum. Top the key, reverse dribble, goes left hand side to De Leon. De Leon's going to drive left and travel again. Got to come to a jump stop. That's two easy turnovers for him. Had a nice little move, but you got to get that jump stop before he gets the crossover.
Really good penetration in the middle of their defense, but, you know, it doesn't matter if you turn the ball over.
That's true. Morgan with the basketball now for Reedsport. Cross court over to Ferris. Up to the top of the key to Manicky. Three-pointers, no good. Nice blocking out by the Vikings.
Oh.
So good they didn't get the basketball. And the rebound by Morgan up for the shot doesn't go. And then we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to be on Reedsport. Good aggressive play by both teams. The Vikings, that's a blockout drill. You block everybody out, the ball hits the ground.
Great job of blocking out.
But nobody went to grab it.
Got to look at the ball.
Exactly.
That's how you teach it. I love that drill. Viking basketball, some token pressure now, full court. Falcons with the ball, and that's going to be a block, a reach on Morgan. And it remains Viking basketball. 6-0 lead with Allen with 2 3-pointers from almost the same spot. 5:24 on the clock. Now checking in for the Brave is going to be Zeller, senior. He checks in for Morgan. Morgan's got 2 fouls here early. De Leon now top of key left-hand side. He is a left-hander. Over to Allen. Cross-court pass to Edblum. Fumbles the basketball on the catch. Gets it back up top to Falcons. 24 on the shot clock. Falcons easy drive down middle of the lane. Left-hand lane. Nice body control and gets it to go. That's 8-0 Vikings here early in the first quarter against Reedsport.
Good start for the Vikes.
Nice hands by De Leon. That's an easy pick. He goes up kind of nonchalant, but nobody was hustling back for Reedsport. An easy lay-in. Now it's 10-0, and there's a timeout. Good timeout by Reedsport. It'll be a full timeout as well. Vikings are up 10-0 here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute after these messages here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back after the timeout. 10-0 lead here for the Vikings. Reedsport looking for their first bucket. There's a little backdoor pass now to Ferris. Kicks it back out to Tillett. Hackney Tillett, that is. Down low to Dukovic. Good ball movement from Reedsport. Get the ball over to Manicky. Manicky out to Zeller. Zeller drives baseline, gets it to Dukovic, and up off the backboard, no good. Loose ball on the floor. Edblum picks it up. He's pushing the ball up the court on the left-hand side. Going to go all the way to the hole. And, wow, tough lane against two people. Could have been a travel, I would agree, but gets the ball to go. No call, and that's 12-0 Vikings.
Tough shot there.
Very tough.
Tough shot.
Strong kid going through that foul and getting away with the travel as well. Now the ball's up top now for Manicky. Drives middle of the lane. Kicks it back out to Ferris. Three-pointer. Off back rim. Dukovic, good hustle. Gets the rebound. Kicks it back out to Hackney Tillett. And there's a three-pointer for Hackney Tillett, the junior. And the first points are on the board now for the Brave. It's 3-12 with 3:52 here in the first quarter. Edblum drives the left middle of the lane. Kicks it back out to Falcons. Falcons, De Leon for a three-pointer. Fakes it. Nice little ball fake, goes up for the lane, doesn't get it to fall in and out. Unlucky there, good move. And the rebound goes to Reedsport. Down by 9 are the Brave. Ferris now up top. Ball over to Manicky. He's got De Leon on him. Vikings is a good man-to-man defense tonight. And have done a good job of rebounding so far as well. Now Ferris drives the lane. Little help over, kicks it over to Dukovic. Down low, kicks it back out to Manicky. Three-pointer, good. Now they're 2 for 2 for the three-pointers or something like that, but they got two of them, 6-12, and they've cut the lead in half. Falcons now with the basketball. Middle of the lane. Nobody's stopping. It gets knocked away from behind, but in the right place at the right time is Clampy, and he gets the easy land. Good hands and good finish. 14-6. Vikings with the lead. 2:50 on the clock. Ferris over to Dukovic. Cross-court pass to Hackney Chillett. Good ball movement from Resport. Now they're going to be on the ask. Going to be a reach from behind on Clampy.
Play defense with your feet, your hands.
Got to play defense with the feet, not the hands. Yeah, easy call down low. It was a one-on-one, and it's wide open to see that. Checking the basketball game for Resports, number 21, Noah Solon. He's a junior. And also checking in is going to be Burke. The Vikings. He replaces Clampy. Good minutes there. Now they're going to zone the inbounds play. Underneath their own basket. Gets the ball over to Zeller. Nice take to the hole. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes into Ebloom's hands. It's 2-on-2. Stevie takes all the way to the hole. And he does. Gets it to go again. Good body control. Strong kid. Getting through the defense.
Very strong move to the basket there by Chaz.
16-6. 10-point lead for the Vikes. 2.5 minutes here in the second. Or in this first quarter. Steal by Falcons. Nice full court pass up to Gabe DeLeon. And doesn't get it to go. Shot it with the left hand. Probably made it with the right, but he does get fouled. And he'll send it to the free throw line. Good job by Falcons looking up the court.
Really good job of having some court awareness there and getting the ball to the guy out front.
So at the free throw line, it's going to be Gabe DeLeon, the senior. Fouls on number one, Bryson Manicky, his first foul. Team fourth. A little short on the free throw is Gabe. Checking the Vikes for the Vikes is Blankenship as well. His first minutes of the night. And second free throw is up and good. 17-6, Vikings with the lead. Into the game for Resport. Now is number 22, Serrano. As they bring the ball to the court with 2:15 on the clock here in the first quarter. Vikings up by 11. Stolens with the ball, left-hand side, guarded by DeLeon. Cross-court pass to Manicky. Manicky tries to drive against Blankenship, takes him down low and gets around him and is finally fouled. Could have used a little help side from the Vikings, but it was a one-on-one, and that's going to be a foul on Blankenship.
Good job by Manicky getting the ball to the basket.
Yeah, good left-hand dribble, just kept with it. Kind of rode him the whole way and finally got him all the way at the hole. First foul on Blankenship. Manicky at the line to shoot two. And nothing but net. 7-17. Vikings with a 10-point lead. Just under 2 minutes on the clock. Second free throw in and out. No good. And that could have been an over-the-back foul. But instead, they just call it out of bounds. Token pressure now here. Full court by Reedsport. Falls into Blankenship. He's going to take the point guard duties now. Left-hand side. He's gets it back out to Ebloom. Three-pointer. Fades away on it, but gets it to go. Ebloom hasn't missed yet tonight. He's got 7 points, and Vikings are up by 13 with 1:42 on the clock. Quickly, here the other way comes Reedsport. And Solons has the ball. Kicks it back out to Zeller on the left-hand side. Pass down low to Dukovic. He's got Burke on him. Tries to take him to the court. Good job by Burke keeping his feet, keeping him out of the lane. Back down in Dukovic, middle of the lane. And Owen not letting anything happen back to that as he kicks it back outside to 21 Solon. 5 on the shot clock. They get the shot up. Bounces around, no good. Rebound DeLeon. Full court pass all the way up to Ebloom and just couldn't handle it. Even with all that athletic ability, just over his head just a little bit. Right idea. Bad execution.
Agreed. But we're doing a good job of getting our eyes up, seeing guys running down the
floor. Doing the right things tonight. Making the basketball plays is one thing. It was, hey, you got to make basketball plays, and they're doing it tonight. Being unselfish and getting rid of the basketball. Just under 1 minute now. Vikings up by 13, 7-20 here in the first quarter. And right off his foot is Creo Zeller. That'll be an unforced turnover, and it'll be Viking basketball. Checking the game is Will Johnson, number 5. He hasn't played basketball in a couple of years, but he's back out here now this year and getting some minutes, getting back into basketball shape. Falcons drives all the way down to the rim and gets knocked out of bounds off of Reedsport to remain Viking basketball. leg shift to take the ball out of bounds. Got Johnson open for the three. He tried to go down low to Owen Burt and is knocked out of bounds off Dukovic. It'll remain Viking basketball. The ref's going to have a little conversation, make sure it was off of Resport, and it wasn't. So it was off of Siuslaw, and as Owen Burt says, yeah, I kind of did hit it. So
I think Owen wanted to keep that one quiet. Dukovic positioned pretty hard for that.
He very hard. So Resport basketball, 35 seconds left on the clock. They're down by 13. Dawson Ward checked in, and he's got the ball. Goes back down low to Landon Serrano. He's fouled going up, and that'll give him two free throws. Foul's going to be on Owen Burt, his first foul. So two shots now for Landon Serrano. With 30 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. First one's off back rim, no good. One to go. Got to make sure we block out here. Don't give any second chance opportunities. And he hits the second one. We're going to have another sub as 24. Hackney Tillett's going to check back in for the Braves. He checks in for Alex Dukovic, his first break of the night. Full court pressure by Resport. Bailey on with the ball. He breaks the pressure pretty easily and goes all the way down the hole and shoots up the delay and doesn't get it to go. Resport with the ball now. Nolan Sullins has the ball up top, guarded by Blankenship. Ooh, almost a steal by Will Johnson. Good job reading that. Kicks it back out to Dawson Ward and going to have a hand check foul up top. Might be on Blankenship. Nope, that's going to be on Belkins. His first foul as well. Ball underneath their own basket is Resport. 6 seconds on the clock. Get into Hackney Tillett. Then back over for the three-pointer, and that is good. Manicky hits a three at the buzzer to make it 11-20 at the end of the first quarter. Good job coming back by Resport, but still the Vikings with the lead. We'll be back for the second quarter after these messages here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Butch Thompson Court down here in Resport, Oregon. I'm Ryan J. Stahl along with Lane Johnson and Jay Nillis. It'll come to me.
That's all right.
First night.
It's
you know?
Been said a lot worse.
That's I want to say Niblet. Vikings are up 11-20 after a good first quarter. I mean, Lane, anytime you're scoring 20 points in a quarter, you're doing something right.
No doubt. I mean, we did a good job of hitting some open shots, did a good job of getting the ball down the floor to open guys. Just good aggressive basketball.
Jay Leon doing a good job getting the ball to the hole. He's honestly made a couple of bad decisions of going up in the shot instead of getting rid of it, but. You know, he's also doing a great job defensively keeping the ball alive.
No doubt.
Here we go, second quarter. Ebloom with the basketball. To start it off, goes over to Allen. Allen's going to drive the middle of the lane to the right-hand side, kicks out to Blankenship in the corner, and he's going to be hand-check foul over there in the corner. And that will be Viking basketball. Let's see if they get it underneath or on the sideline. They're going to give it to him underneath. So Allen's going to inbound the ball as Resport's going to put a zone on the inbounds play. Had Clampy down low, didn't get it to him. Blankenship, nice ball fake. Gets it down to Ebloom. Now Johnson, right-hand dribble. Good pass over to Allen. Can he go three for three? Yes, he can. He hits another three-pointer. 11-23, and Allen's hot tonight. Here comes Resport the other way. A nice little move up top by Sullen. Kicks it back out to Hackney Tillett. In and out, no good. Rebound Ebloom. Looks up the court, nothing there, so he pulls it back out to start the offense. And then decides to drive down the lane and gets fouled with a blocking foul. On the shot, looks like that'll send him to the free throw line. Good little hesitation up top.
Good move. In the last possession for the Bikes, good job by Will Johnson of getting to the basket and kicking it out to the shooter. And Justin Allen, that's three for three.
Well, he drew the defense in a little bit by going baseline and did a good job of kicking it out. Give him assist on that. 23-11, 7:20 here in the second quarter. Ebloom at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is in and out. See if they stay in their full court pressure as well after this next made basket, hopefully. Checking into the game is number 13, Justin Morgan, his first action of the night for Resport. As the coach doing a good job. Ebloom misses the second as well, and then Justin Allen gets over the back, and that's the fifth foul, so I think we're going to shoot two. from what I'm told.
It starts over at the quarter.
Oh, see, another rule I don't know.
Learn something new every quarter.
It was the same rules last year. Sometimes I just don't pay attention.
There's no bonus pay for
not having the 1-on-1 really is kind of weird to me. Resport basketball, and that's a travel.
Yep.
As Noah Sullins comes to a jump stop, but then shuffles them after that a little bit, trying to make a little too much happen. Vikings up by 12, 7:10 on the clock during the second quarter. Blankenship got pressure on him by Sullins. And over to Allen, another three-point. This one's in and a little long on that one. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound Sullins. Here comes Resport the other way. And nice little move. You going to call that a flop? No, just going to call it a block. As Landon Serrano went hard to the hole, and Justin Allen's going to call for the block.
Good job by Reedsport to get the ball down the court after we missed a long three.
Very quickly. At the free throw line, shooting to Serrano. Down by 12. Make it down by 11 as he hits the first one. Got the purple and pink shoes on tonight. Tough combo. I like the purple part, too, and the pink, honestly. My daughter would be happy. Hi, Atlee, if you're listening. In and out on the second free throw. Fight for the rebound between two Vikings, and Justin Allen comes down with it. Gets it down to Will down low. Tries to make the pass back out and doesn't go. It goes out of bounds off Resport. It remains Viking basketball. Underneath their own basket now. Out to Justin Allen. Three-pointer. Good. Kids, what, four for five?
Five.
Quick 12-pointer in the first half for Allen. 26-12, Vikings with the lead. Here down low is Hackett Tilley. Tries to get it over to Serrano, but it's thrown out of bounds. Thought it got pushed, but no call. It'll be Viking basketball. Turnover, Reedsport. On the clock. Vikings up by 14. Been up the whole game. Ed Bloom over the half-court line. Guarded by Serrano. Tries to take it to the left and had a hand-checking foul.
Pretty fortunate there. I thought he traveled.
Yeah, I thought he traveled as well.
That makes three of us.
You know, one thing we're not doing is coming to good jump stops, you know. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. It'll remain Viking basketball when we come back. And we'll take it as well. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back. 6:21 on the clock. Vikings up by 14. Ball gets inbound to Will, and he's going to be fouled up top. Good strong grab by Will. Good thing he's got strong hands, but that was a tough pass to get, to be honest with you. Kind of a lazy pass by Blankenship from the quarterback, nonetheless. Oh, hey, we call it like we see it, right? Viking basketball. Will Johnson up top now. Guarded by Justice Morgan. Blankenship now back over to Johnson. Johnson right-hand dribble, middle of the lane, goes up with a shot off the backboard. Oh, in and out, no good, and then he's going to get the foul.
Yep.
Kids going hard at it, helping each other up. Good to see that sportsmanship there. But good take by Johnson. Just didn't get it to go. Then had the little foul afterwards, being a little aggressive. So that will be the third team foul on the Vikes here in this quarter. Shooting at five, as I'm told by my compadres here. Noah Sullins hit the ball in the half-court line. Now over to the right-hand side to Serrano. Guarded by Blankenship. That's going to be another foul. That's a blocking foul. Probably on Blankenship.
Yep.
And it will be his second foul. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, when you get beat around the corner like that, you can't give him the hip or the the thigh bump there. That's going to get you every time.
Easy call. Vikings up by 14 still. 5:52 on the clock here in the second quarter. Resport basketball beneath their own basket, looking to inbound, and almost a steal by Blankenship. Good defense. And then there's a loose ball on the floor, picked up by Hackney Tillett. Back up top to Sullins. He's going to shoot a long three-pointer, doesn't get it to go. Ball's tipped by Clampy, and a reverse land no good by Serrano, and Clampy now with the rebound. Ebloom on the left-hand side, all the way to the hole, left-hand side. That's a good take to the hole. I don't care who you are. 28-12. Strong take by Ed Blum.
Very strong move by Ed Blum.
Jump shot by Serrano. Just short. Rebound Clampy. Going to bring the ball up the court. Ed Blum on the right-hand side. Takes a three-pointer. Now over to Allen. Allen drives left, middle of the lane. Back out to Ed Blum. Wants to go left. Nowhere to go on the baseline. Nice passing to Clampy, and Clampy's foul going up. Good little dish to Clampy as he made a nice cut.
Really good cut by Clampy because we were in a little bit of trouble there.
Yeah. Well, one thing that happened, you know, left or right-hand dribble, you dribble down the baseline, pick up your dribble, you're going to be in trouble. We got bailed out, Jay.
Yeah, Justin was trying to get out of his way and ended up just outside the baseline there and ran into each other and helped him double up the defense there, which is not what they were looking for.
It's a timeout. We're going to stay here for the timeout and talk about a little bit. And as we get back, it'll be Clampy out the free throw and shoot two. Vikings up by 16, guys. Looking pretty good. Putting a lot of points up on the board, Lane.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job. In Reedsport, they've had some good looks shooting, but they haven't had a whole bunch of balls.
You know, they're doing a good job of moving the ball is Reedsport and trying to get the shots they want. You got to get some props to the Vikings and playing some tough defense.
Playing tough defense and Justin Allen from the outside the three-point line with four of them, four for five outside the line. Great outside shooting so far tonight from him.
Well, hopefully what that's going to do is open up the offense for the Vikings as they're going to start going out to guard Justin and somebody's going to be down low. And if he can make that right pass, we'll get some easy lay-ins down the way as well.
Yeah, they're going to start to double up 22, and that's exactly like you just said.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to free somebody else up.
And it's got to feel good to hit, you know, three or four out of five when you start the game off. I mean, that's some good shooting. At the line is Clampy, and he gets the first one to go. Nice shooting.
See Brian, good shot.
And we will see what the second one does. 12:29, 5:03 on the clock, second quarter. Vikings with a big lead. And second free throw is no good, but Justin Allen hustling down for the rebound and knocks it off of Reesport, off of Ferris. Remain Viking basketball. Good job being aggressive on the offensive boards. Blankenship to inbound. Looks to Clampy. He's caught down low. Out to Will Johnson. Edblom, three-pointer. Oh, jeez. It's good, and the Vikings are hot from the three-point line tonight.
Smooth stroke there.
Yep, up by 20. Smooth lefty there. And Reedsport is in some trouble if they don't get a bucket here, as Dukovic has it down low, guarded by Edblom. Knocked out of his hands. Now they're double-teamed, still by Clampy, but they're going to call it. They're going to call it. Foul, yeah, a little reach in. Boy, it looked pretty clean on the baseline there, but they're a lot closer than I am. So that'll be Clampy's foul. That'll be a fifth foul. It's going to be two shots. Going to the free throw line is going to be Alex Dukovic for two shots. Looks long, and it is. Score remains 12-32 with 4:37 on the clock, second period. Both teams with five fouls, so we'll be in the free throws for the rest of the quarter, or the half, as De Leon gets ready to check back in along with Falcons. And that's why the backboard's there, ladies and gentlemen, on the free throws. If you don't use it, well, it went in. Yeah. So free throw is good. Makes it 13-32. A couple subs in for the Vikings. Token pressure here. Ball gets into Falcons. Being guarded by Stolens all the way up and down the court. Now over to Allen, fakes the three, drives right, hands the ball off to Edblom. Nice defense by Ferris to stop him. Now back over to Falcons. Through the leg, dribble left, now right. He's going to try to take a left-hand baseline against Dukovic. Got two. Nice defense by Reedsport to stop the ball. De Leon, nice pass down to Clampy and lands up and no good, but he gets his own rebound and fouled. So that'll send Clampy to the free throw line to shoot two more.
Really good interior pass by Gabe there.
We kind of talked earlier about he was taking some bad shots that time. He made the right decision as a point guard, Jay, to give it up.
Yeah, I noticed a little bit of chippiness there on the outside between Falcons and Sullins exchanging a few words there on the outside of the 3-point line.
They're still talking a little bit on the free throw line.
Yeah.
Just a little friendly competition.
Yeah, you know. You get down, Reedsport's down 20 points.
Yep.
They're going to get a little frustrated, and sometimes I think when you don't get a call go your way and you're down some points, it gets a little frustrating, and you can't take it out on each other on the court. Yep.
Two free throws for Clampy makes it 34-13, biggest lead of the night, 21 points. Quickly the other way, down low, the ball goes to Solons, and he gets fouled going up. And Edblom gets the foul, sending Solons to the line to shoot two. A lot of fouls here, and we're just going to be a long second period. First free throw's up and good. Good-looking stroke from the junior. Second free throw up and also good. So So some good free throw shooting for both teams tonight. 15-34. Vikings with the lead. Edblom bringing the ball up the court now. Man-to-man defense, guarded by Manicky. He beats him down to the baseline to Allen. Allen's got Ferris on him. Now over to Falcons. Takes it left and picks up his dribble. Back out to De Leon, left inside. He drives and gets caught in the air. Over to Clampy. Clampy back out to Edblom. Edblom left-hand laying up and good.
Strong move again.
Yep. Going that left-hand side, they just can't stop him. He hasn't missed many tonight, either from down low or from the three-point line. Reach for it quickly down low. Edblom, nice move down low. Doesn't get the ball to go. Ball bounce route. Edblom with the rebound. Three on three. Takes it down the middle of the court. Nice ball fake up, but the left hand doesn't get it to go. Falcons with the tip in. Doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Gabe De Leon gets blocked, but gets his own rebound as well. So Vikings still with the basketball. Now Allen out to Falcons. He's caught in the corner. Cross-court pass to De Leon. He drives left-hand side, misses another lay-in. He's getting there, just can't finish tonight. Rebound for Reachport. And ball's loose on the floor. Easy pickup for Allen. Then throws a weak pass and gets picked back off. So another turnover. Looked at Nolan Dukovic. Lay-in's no good. And there's a foul. That's going to be on Edblom. He fouls Thomas Morgan. That'll send him to the line to shoot two.
Need to limit him to one shot. Too many second shots for Reachport currently.
Yeah, and we're in the man-to-man defense. Just not doing a good job of blocking out. Still up by 21 points here in the second period are the Vikings with 2:44 on the clock. First free throw rattles around and doesn't drop. Didn't get the shooter's roll there. Blankenship to check back in for Edblom, and that's his third foul, as it says up on the board. You got to go by that. So that'll keep him out probably for the rest of the half. Second free throw, it hits the front of the rim and rolls in. Gets it that time. 20-point lead for the Vikes. Ball inbounded to Falcons. Pushes De Leon through. Now back over to Blankenship. Left-hand dribble. We've got a lot of left-handers on our team. He's blocked by Dukovic. Ball gets out to Morgan over the half-court line. Over the right-hand side to Manicky. Another three-pointer just off. Doesn't get it to go. Another offensive rebound for Reachport. Manicky right-hand side. Tries to take Blankenship down low and does and gets it to go. And the foul. Nice spin move by Manicky. Good basketball move. And the foul. Clampy with the foul. His third as well. So a couple Vikings with three fouls tonight. Manic at the line to shoot one and gets it to go. He's a shooter and a scorer. 19-36. Vikings still up. Ball inbound to De Leon. 2:14 on the clock here in the second quarter. He drives middle lane out to Blankenship. Three-pointer is good. Vikings have not missed many tonight. Getting them from all sides. Everybody's hitting. Good-looking shot. 19-29. Back to 20-point lead. Now Falcons up top on Manicky. Can't let him shoot. They switch over to Allen now on Manicky. Ferris with the ball. Looks at the backcourt cut. Nice cut by Morgan and gets a shot up. The offensive foul. And that's Blankenship taking the charge. Give that guy an ice cream.
As really good he job takes by one. Mike to hold his ground there.
Yep. Smallest kid out on the court probably and taking one.
Yep.
He's a player.
He's been used to being beat up the past few months out there on the football field, so he's not afraid to get in front of these guys. And
that whole family's not afraid of anything.
And take a beat a little bit.
Tough cookies.
Absolutely. It's a good job.
Ward checks in now for Reachport. De Leon gets the ball off the court over to Blankenship on the right-hand side. Cross-court pass to Justin Allen. Ball fake. Drives the middle of the court. Kicks it back out to Blankenship. Nice ball fake. Oh. Right idea. Fakes the jump shot, was going to pass down to Clampy, but Clampy was turning around to block out.
You see that look from Clampy back to Blankenship. Thought you were going there.
It's the right idea. Owen Burke's going to check back into the game for Clampy as he's got three fouls. Good substitution there. And Will Johnson's going to check in for Falcons with 1:33 on the clock with the Vikings up by 20. Good first half for the Vikings. Manicky with the basketball now, guarded by Will Johnson. Trying to attack Blankenship back over to Manicky. Dukovic, Owen Burt on him, up to Ferris, up top again, back over to Manicky, going down low. Nice help side from Burt. Ball's a little bit hard off the backboard, fighting for the rebound. Dukovic gets it, kicks it back out to Ward. He drives. Good double team by the Vikings. Good job by Will Johnson getting over. His hands up straight, not leaving his feet. Down low, Oh, Johnson takes the charge.
Take that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a block.
Yep.
So close. Right idea. He might have been in the key, so they gave it to him. So that's gonna be a foul on Will Johnson, and that's gonna send Dawson Ward to the free throw line to shoot two. With 1:02 on the clock, the Vikings up by 20.
Yeah, Will tried to get down there and get set up and solidify his feet, but
it was close.
Just got maybe just a little too late.
And second free throw is also no good. And not a good block out by Owen Burt that time as Dukovich gets it. Ball goes over to Solins. Solins kicks it back out to Manicky. He's going to drive the lane. Shot is up and good. Good little hooper there is Manicky. He's got a lot of the points for Resport tonight.
Strong move.
Yep.
Yeah,
Viking basketball.
Talented athlete.
Blankenship. Oh, nice bounce pass to Owen Burt.
That's a bucket.
That is a good use of a bounce pass by Blankenship, and Burt with a good finish and fouled. Going to the free throw line to shoot the free throw to make a possible 3-point play. That was a great pass. Love seeing that. And that a kid. Owen Burt hits a free throw, makes a 3-point play the old fashioned way. Vikings up by 21, 38 seconds left on the clock. Owen is all over Solins. Solins down to Ward, trying to get into Dukovich. He hasn't done much down low tonight, probably because of the good defense by the Vikings. Ward up top, almost a steal by Manicky with a three-pointer, and good. You take a chance, try to get the steal, didn't get it. Manicky hit maybe his fourth three of the night as well. Here goes Daly on the other way, 12 seconds on the clock. Passes over to Will Johnson. That's going to be a turnover. Passes out of bounds as he got caught in the air again, did De Leon. That's going to be a turnover by Gabe.
You have jump stops.
Yep, 24-42, 7 seconds on the clock. 18-point lead. Backdoor pass to Manicky. Nice little up and down. Gets over to Dukovich at the buzzer. No good. A good second quarter by the Reedsport, but just not enough as the Vikings put 42 points up here in the first half. 42-24 at halftime. We'll be back with the Les Schwab Halftime Report after these messages on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Resport Oregon for everybody across the United States and the world listening to us tonight.
They've downloaded the KCST app, right?
I've got the KCST app. 24-42 at halftime. Vikings looked really good that half. Obviously, they had some mistakes here and there, made some turnovers, but offensively, they were hot, Lane.
It's always good, you know, it's easier to play when you make shots. And Justin Allen really got us going. We had a good job of penetrating, throwing some passes out. But
yeah,
when you make shots, it makes the game a little bit easier.
It does. And defensively, they've come down and, you know, 24 points in the first half. That's not a lot of points, 12 a quarter on the average. That's playing some good defense against a pretty good basketball team, really, in Resport. They've got some players out there, Manicky being one of the best ones who hasn't missed a lot of shots. They're doing a good job defensively and offensively. And kids coming off the bench and stepping right up.
Yeah, it's been nice to get production from more than one guy.
Yeah.
And Justin's led us for sure, but we've Chaz played a great first half.
Yeah.
So we just need to keep getting after it.
There's a lot of kids out there that can score the basketball, and we'll probably see some of that in the second half as well. I'm really happy with them, you know, taking care of the basketball as West they did. We didn't have a lot of turnovers. A lot of them came down low of trying to make that extra pass. And we got on a little bit, hey, come to a jump stop, make a good pass. Micah Banglishit came down to make it just a dime of a pass down to Owen Burt there late in the second quarter, Jay, and got the bucket up with the foul.
Yeah, great use of the bounce pass. We talked about that in the earlier game with the girls, and when it works, and that's just key right there. Keeping the ball away from those hands, get it down to the floor, get it over to your fellow offense. You know, Ryan Clampy, his points coming from the free throw line.
Yep.
One of the things we're going to have to watch is Chaz Hedblum and Ryan Clampy both with three fouls already going into the second half. So that could be key for the Vikings. They've been pretty aggressive on the defensive side, which can be good. But, you know, starting off the second quarter or second half with already three on the board for you can be a little tough. You got to be a little bit more reserved with those hands and getting aggressive sometimes on that press.
Yep. Again, the score is 42-24, and we'll be back more with the Les Schwab Halftime Report after these messages here on Coast Radio Sports. Yeah, it's nice to have a band at a high school basketball game. I gotta be honest, I love high school basketball. It's the atmosphere, you know, the smells of the popcorn that we all have our own bag here tonight. We're treated very well, by the way, down here tonight as Joe Zelensky got water for us and had us all set up. So
yeah,
it has been nice.
Signs on the door, signs on the table for us.
Yeah.
I mean,
treated with respect.
Taking real good care of us.
Hey, halftime score is 24-42. Vikings coming out hot, hitting a lot of three-pointers. Got some stuff going on down low. Offensively, we've made some mistakes. But a lot of that, again, I think I'm going to reiterate it, we are making the extra pass. I love seeing unselfish basketball with a lot of guys out there that can score. They're not afraid to give it up.
Well, the game of basketball is way more fun when you're not worried about who's scoring the points.
Yep.
You know, as long as it's going up on our side of the scoreboard, we're being pretty good shooting.
Yeah, it's a team sport. You know, you're not going to win this game by Justin Allen just making three-pointers all night, which is key, and it's good for the Vikings. But eventually, Reedsport's going to take care of that and shut him down. One of the things the Vikings have done real good at, I'm surprised, but you know, with the height of Dukovic down low, mm-hmm. he just has not been able to dominate the boards as much for Reedsport, and the Vikings are doing a pretty good job of controlling him. We don't have anybody that really matches up with him in height.
Bowen Burke did a good job of binding him up, let him turn around and face up to the basket, and that's what you got to do defensively. And Dukovic, honestly, kind of got the ball a lot and was looking to pass back out more often than not after he wasn't getting the ball in the scoring position.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't when he did get the boards, he was not, as you mentioned, was not as aggressive down as the blocks as he could have been. But that could be detrimental in this second half if their coaches are noticing that. They may take advantage of that.
They've got themselves in the basketball game. It's an 18-point basketball game, but if we're not as hot in the second half and don't get those three-pointers to fall, they can easily come back as Manicky is shooting the ball very well for Reedsport.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's getting fed from Ferris pretty well. They're a good combo up top.
Well, 24-42. We'll take our final 1 minute break here at halftime. We'll be back for the third quarter here in Reedsport, Oregon on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Les Schwab Halftime Report. About 20 seconds left. It's our first airing of the year, you know, so there's been some mistakes on my part tonight. So I want to apologize if I've messed up some names tonight or, put things in the wrong way. I'm already getting blown up by some people out there. So sorry about that out there in radio world, but definitely trying my best. And I got to be honest, I like this three-man format thing going on. I don't have to talk as much, and I'm sure everybody else appreciates that as well. So halftime score is 24-32 as we get ready to start the third quarter. Looks like it's going to be
same starters for us.
Yep, same starters for us. Looks like for them as well, and it's going to be Reedsport basketball. So an opportunity for them to cut into that lead here. And let's see if there's any changes. We stick man-to-man, look pretty good. But the athletes we have, that's what we should be doing.
No doubt about it.
And here we go, basketball Tuesday night, live from Reedsport, Oregon, here on Coast Radio Sports. And Manicky with the basketball for the Braves to start off. He cuts to the middle, doesn't get the pass back over from Hanky Tillett, but gets the ball back over to Thomas Morgan. Morgan now to Ferris, guarded by Allen on the right-hand side. Nice tip by Allen, gets the steal, good hands, and then turns it right back over, trying to make a play, but just wasn't there. Manicky, middle lane, off the backboard, doesn't get it to go, hard shot. And again, back up to Ebloom, left-hand side. He's lefty, right-hand side, takes it to the left-hand side. And again, he gets the lane, goes up strong lane.
He's done a great job of taking the ball to the basket and finishing shots.
He's smooth. Yeah. He's just so smooth. Back up to a 20-point lead. As Morgan has the ball, guarded closely by DeLeon, kicks it over to Dukovic. Dukovic in the middle lane to Hackney Tillett. Fill it over to Ferris. Gets a good shot up, doesn't get to go. Dukovic fighting for the rebound. But there's Clampy with the board. He is tall and lanky. Gets his hands on a lot of ball. And now it's over to Falcons. Right-hand side. Tries to drive through three people and does. Doesn't get it to go. Clampy with another rebound. Kicks it out to Allen. Three-pointer. And just leaves where he left off and hits another one. Turns around and walks like he knew it was going in. Nothing wrong with being a little bit like that when you're shooting that way.
You betcha. I like it.
5 for 6 from beyond the line for him.
What a nice 47-24 now. Vikings with the lead here in the third quarter. Blocked by Clampy in the middle of the lane on Morgan, who wanted the foul and then knocked away from behind. The Vikings turn it right back over. Ferris, right-hand side now for Reedsport. Takes it down low. Nice ball fake up to the lane. Doesn't get it to go. Got to use the backboard there. Falcons over to Ebloom, left-hand side, and he's challenged. Finally misses a lay-in as he goes against Dukovic. Tall arms that made him adjust his shot. Slowing down a little bit. That's a quick start here in the third quarter. As Manicky gets it over to Hackney Tillett. Cross-court pass to Morgan. Guarded by Gave to Dukovic. Morgan to Dukovic. Top of the key. right at the elbow, back out to Manicky. Man-to-man defense from the Vikings, not letting them get a lot of easy shots. Seven on the shot clock. Manicky's going to have to do something. Drives against Edblom. Now down against Clampy and throws up a nice little shot up and under and gets it to go at the buzzer. Good take by Manicky and continue on with this scoring spree. Here quickly the other way. Now Falcons on the left-hand side. 5:19 on the clock. Vikings up by 21, 26-47. Edblom over to Clampy, to Justin Allen. Another three-pointer. No, this one's a little long, but right into the hands of Edblom and keeps it up in the air and puts it back in lane.
He's been a machine today.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see.
That is a great word. It has been a machine. And we're going to have a quick timeout now by Reed Sport, and we'll take a quick 30 seconds as well. Score is 49-26. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Coast Radio Sport. Welcome back. 49-26 with 5:04 on the clock in the third quarter, and it's been a fast third quarter of up and down the court as both teams are just taking it.
Yeah, there's no slowing down coming out of the locker room, and, you know, excellent ball work by Reesport and Bryson Manicky on that last drive. Very impressive. Used the whole shot clock and took it to the hole himself and put two on the board for him.
So it'll be Reesport basketball coming out of the timeout, gets into Manicky's hands. He's had a game tonight. Pretty good basketball player. Probably because of that mustache. That's what that is. I love high school kids with mustaches only. It's awesome. I couldn't grow one until I was like 50. So, and I'm only 52. Reesport basketball. Hackney tilted up top, gives a left hand quarter to Manicky. Nice ball fake is Edblom, goes baseline. And nice defense by Clampy to make him adjust his shot. Gabe with the ball, going to drive down middle court. He's not stopped. And there he finally finishes one with a left hand. Good little dribble hesitation to get himself free.
Good finish by Gabe.
51-26, Vikings looking tough tonight, up by 25, biggest lead of the night. Almost a steal by Allen, goes into Ferris's hands. He kicked it back over to Hackney Tillett, three-pointer, off back rim, no good. Good block out by Clampy, and the ball goes over to Gabe, and he's going to bring the ball up court quickly, and it's knocked away from behind by Dukovich, and then foul on Edblom against Ferris. That's when you got to kind of talk to your teammates with it, say, hey, one behind. Right idea. 4:12 on the clock now.
Yeah, that's four on Chaz.
So you probably won't see him until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think he's going to, unfortunately, with four and still 4:12 left in the third, I think Micah might be.
Got a lot out of him tonight already, though. He's done a good job offensively and defensively.
Yeah, 17 points on the board for
him. Ooh, is that right? Nice scoring. Vikings on D here as Blankenship checks in for Edblom. Reesport up top now with Morgan with the basketball. Cross-court pass to Manicky. He tries to drive against Blankenship on the baseline. Good job by Blankenship keeping him in front, keeping his feet. Pass over to Hackney Tillett, right-hand side. Good job by Clampy, base, not giving up baseline. Good switch there. Dukovich with the ball in the middle of the court. Almost a steal by Blankenship. Goes right into the hands of Morgan. Another reset up their offense here at the top of the key. And nice defense as the shot clock has expired and they don't get a shot off. We don't see that often. Good to see.
Great defensive possession for the Vikes. Cut guys off trying to get to the baseline.
Yep.
Really pretty.
I'm usually the hardest person, you know, against the Vikings, but they're doing a good job fundamentally on defense tonight, moving their feet and switching when they need to switch.
Agreed.
Good to see. As Falcons will bring the ball up the court now, dribbles over the left-hand corner to Justin Allen. He's going to drive right, middle of the lane, kicks it out to Gabe. Gabe's going to drive left. Nice pass.
Oh.
As Clampy had an easy land, but was trying to make the extra pass out to Blankenship and throws it out of bounds. Unlucky there. That's right idea, but just two guys going different ways.
Yeah, that happened during the first quarter, just a flip-flop reverse of Blankenship and Clampy.
Owen Burke getting ready to check back in the game for the Vikings. Dukovich up top of the key. Nice hand. Going to have a hold away from the basketball on Blankenship, fighting with Noah Solins down low for position. I'll steal it if I don't give it back to you. So it'll be Reesport basketball as Owen Burt checks in for Falcons underneath their own basket. Brave ball. He's going to try to get it to Manicure in the corner, and they finally do. But good job by Blankenship to fight through all those screens. He hangs on to it, takes one step back. Nice-looking shot. Doesn't get it to go. Good block out by Allen. He's got one behind him. See what he gets here. Quickly up. had to, again, what I'm not supposed to say, technical difficulties, but we are back. Thank you, Michael, back at the station, getting us back on the air here. So it was a foul on the Vikings, set the Resport to the free throw line. They missed the free throws, and it's going to get their own rebound, however. Still 26-53 with 2:04 here in the third quarter. Long three-pointer for Manicky. Doesn't get to go, but there's Dukovic getting a good rebound and putting it back up and the score, 28-53. Now some full court pressure, almost a turnover. Good job by Will Johnson to come back and get the basketball and back over to Dave's, into Gabe's hands as he starts the offense up. He's got it up top, drives down low, kicks it over to Allen. Allen right-hand side to Johnson. Johnson over to Gabe. Gabe, nice pass, reverse lane, doesn't get it to go. Nice rebound by number 23, and that is Asher Borginio, and a good job of getting the basket and putting it back in. I missed that substitution there on the pause there, but good job for getting the ball, getting the rebound, putting it up with it.
Asher, you bet.
Well, you were getting us back online and getting us back rolling again, and Asher snuck in the game.
And he's at the free throw line, a little bit short on the free throw. And now some subs now coming in for Reedsport. Guys we haven't seen tonight, number 20 is Bowen White, and number 22, Landon Serrano, who we have seen. So the first minutes for Bowen White tonight. Also checking into back in the game is Clampy for the Vikings, takes out De Leon. Got to make sure everybody matches up defensively here, as we had quite a few subs. Second free throw for Borginio is no good, 0 for 2 there. 28-53, Vikings with the lead, 1:26 on the clock for the third quarter. Ball back up top now for Reedsport. Now Sullins has the ball. Good-looking basketball player. He's about my size when I was in high school, but does a good job handling the basketball.
He's scrappy.
Yep. He's still your size.
Yeah. Thank you. Bowen White with the ball now over to Manicky.
This is fun.
Manicky now against Will Johnson. Good job by Will staying on the ground. And Will's so strong, you're just knocking the ball up. Long shot to beat the shot clock and gets it. It'll be Clampy's. They're going to call that a shot clock violation. So that's two tonight, but that's just good defense. That's all it comes down to.
Really good effort by the Vikes.
It'll be Viking basketball. We're going to have a timeout as Coach Perry is going to call a timeout to draw a little something up here. It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take it as well. So 1 minute timeout. We'll be back. 28-53, Vikings with the lead. We'll be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to third quarter action. Vikings with the basketball. And quickly down into Falcons. Gets the lay-in down low. Makes it 55-28. And a name correction. It's Asher Borginio, by the way. Will Johnson now with the steal and goes up for the dunk.
Oh,
excuse me. Not Will Johnson, but Falcons gets the steal and up with the dunk to make it 28-57 with 22 seconds here in the third quarter. That was fairly easy, too. Ball down low to Dukovic. That's a travel. Oh. Not called. But Reedsport basketball. Vikings up by almost 30. And nice take by Manicky and gets fouled going up by Borginio. Thank you very much. Well, not good when you can't pronounce your own players' names. Huh? Again, I do apologize. Nothing is on purpose. So Vikings up by 29 points with 7.9 in the third quarter. Looking really good against a pretty good basketball team here tonight in Reedsport. At the free throw line is going to be Bryson Manicky. And the first one's up and rattles and daddles and drops on down.
Shooter's touch.
Another thing I never had. And second free throw is nothing but money on that. 30-57. Little full court pressure now. Blanket shift over to Falcons. Falcons going to give it out to Borginio for the three-pointer. Just short. Good shot, but didn't get it to fall. And that'll be the end of the third quarter with the Vikings up by 27 points going into the fourth. So we'll take another minute break and be back for the fourth and final quarter here on Coast Radio Sports. Good old BJ's Ice Cream Parlor. Now that, I have a three-year-old daughter, so now she's used to going there after we go have dinner every single time. I say, okay, honey, whatever you want.
She's got you wrapped around her fingers.
She sure does. Her and her mom. I tell you, why not though?
Little girls will do that. Yep.
30-57 here, just getting to start the fourth quarter. It's going to be Viking basketball, and we'll have a running clock to start the fourth quarter as we're up by 27. And ball goes into Will Johnson playing the point guard position, something he's not used to. Makes a nice pass down to Clampy. Clampy gets the ball up and off the nice looking shot. Takes a couple dribbles off the backboard and gets it to go. Give the assist to Johnson. Bucket for Clampy, and they're up by 29 already. Quick three-pointer now for Reedsport. Doesn't get it to go, but gets his own rebound is Serrano. Nice cross-court pass to Hackney Tillet over in the corner. Back down to Serrano with a good cut. Back to Tillet. Back to Serrano. And nice little cut through and up. Little lay-in underhand doesn't get it to go. Falcons with the rebound behind the back dribble. And now he'll just walk it up the court as the Vikings are up 29 here in the fourth. Over to Blankenship. Three-pointer left-hand side. Just a little short. Good-looking shot. Rebound by Clampy. There he is again. A little bit of everything tonight from Clampy.
He's been really scrappy tonight.
He's long, but he's so athletic as well.
Yes, yes.
Hands on lots of balls.
That last bucket was his first of the second half.
Reedsport basketball. Manicky now over to Solins. Guarded by Will Johnson. Nice pass. Nice give and go to Hackney Tillet. Gets her right back and got beat back door, did Johnson.
It's just how you draw it up on the board.
Yep. That's basketball right there. 32-59, 27-point lead. Oh, Blankenship throws another dime, and Clampy gets it with two hands, goes up with the easy lay-in. Gets that lead right back to 29 points. Cross-court pass now over to White. Manicky has the ball up top, wanted to shoot against Will, but doesn't. Solins now, guarded by Blankenship. Takes him left-hand side. And that's got to be a travel. I mean, I know the European dribble and everything, but
yeah,
that's a jump stop, reverse dribble, crossover travel.
He made the jump stop work, but everything after that was no-go.
Vikings with the basketball now, 6:20 on the clock. Clock is running here in the fourth quarter. Gabe DeLeon makes a nice cut over to Blankenship. Blankenship, nice ball fake up with the left-hand shot and up and off the backboard and good. Blankenship getting some good minutes tonight and making the most of them.
He's done a really nice job tonight.
He really has. He's really matured as a basketball player since last year. Will Johnson with the steal over to Blankenship. Full court pass up to Gabe DeLeon and then off his hands. Right idea. Didn't really need to force it with that tough pass, but Vikings looking to run tonight. And checking in the game for the first time tonight is going to be
Jimmy Phillips.
I've got him down as 44, but he's got 55 on tonight.
Yep. You can't miss Jimmy.
No, he's a big kid.
He is a big kid.
6'7" sophomore.
Yeah.
Steal by Blankenship. Got 2-on-1. And nice pass. Right idea, but gets his own little kind of bad pass and then throws it away. Tried to get it over to Gabe DeLeon, but just a little bit too low off his shins. Long three-pointer for Manicky and hits another one. Kid can play some basketball. The Vikings have, 24 points at halftime? They've only got 35 now. That's 11 points in the second half. That's defense. I mean, they're just playing great D, and two, shot clock violations as well tonight. And there's another turnover by Blankenship, trying to make a little bit too much happen there. Good drive to the hole. Could have come to that jump stop, as we talked about, and had a little more options. Allen will check back in for DeLeon. We probably won't see him anymore tonight. And Owen Burt's going to check in too here in a minute. Ward now with the ball for Reedsport. And to the top of the key to Hackney Tillet. Mike with another foul. That might be
three or four.
Yeah, on Mike or Micah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to work a little extra harder if you got someone you're outmatched on height with, and
maybe a foot difference there. Checking in the basketball game is Justice Morgan for Reedsport. He goes in for White. It'll be Reedsport basketball with 4:16 on the clock. Vikings up by 28. Manicky now over to the right-hand side to Ward. Good ball movement up top by Reedsport, but defense just tough to get through. As the Vikings playing good team D tonight. They're in a 2-3 zone now. And there's a steal by Jimmy Phillips. Ball up to Allen. Allen looks to go down low. Not a good pass. Throws it away. A turnover. Manicky now up and gets pushed from behind by Blankenship, and that'll be four.
Getting a little sloppy here in the fourth quarter.
Yep. What I do like to see, and I think it's good coaching, is as Dylan's gone into a 2-3 zone, not putting a lot of pressure now up top, give him a little bit of different look as well, but also not forcing the issue to run the score up.
Exactly.
That's classy. first free throw for the shooter, Manicky, doesn't fall. One of the first things he's missed tonight. As Ferris checks back in for Hackney Tillett as well. Manicky will have one more free throw. Bornino gets ready to check back in for the Vikings. And who's number 12? Jericho.
No.
Who's number 12?
This would be Davian Frazier.
Oh, there we go. I don't have him on my list at all. So he came up from the JV team.
Yep. Must came up. Yeah.
Carl's kid gets in the game tonight as Frazier gets in the basketball game. Good to see. Blankenship now over to Owen Burks. Bornino, right hand side. Nice drive down the middle of the court. Almost up with the dunk, but gets an easy lay in. Good move by Bornino. And the Vikings up 65-36 with 3:06 on the clock. And near steal by Blankenship reading the passing lane. Goes right back into Reese Sports hands. White now with the basketball. Over to Serrano. Serrano with a nice move and up and in with a little runner. Good job by him. Still attacking the Braves. Little too late, though, as it's 38-65. 27-point lead now for the Vikings. Cross-court pass out of Bornino. Drives the lane again. Nobody stops him. Gets an easy lane. And if you're not going to stop him, why not go all the way?
Back to back for Astor. Yep. That's awesome.
Good for him. Getting some good playing time tonight. That's Dawson Ward now with the basketball. Over to Ferris. Ferris out to Serrano. Serrano off front rim. No good. Big rebound by Jimmy Phillips. Gets over to Blankenship. Full court pass now to Bornino. Way to keep his composure there. Comes to a good jump stop. Kicks it back out to Orenbert. Orenbert to Blankenship. Left-hand drive. Up and good. So the bench for the Vikings doing a great job tonight as there's no starters out there and still doing up by 31 now are the Vikes. And Jimmy Phillips with a clean block. They're going to call it down low. But that was a good help side defense by Jimmy.
Really good play by Jimmy. He's really out for being a big kid.
He really is.
He's got good feet.
So at the free throw line is Dawson Ward for Reed Sport. Gets the first one to go. Good looking shot. It's at 39-69. Just 1:39 left here in the fourth quarter as we are on a running clock. And second shot's no good. Jimmy Phillips with the rebound. Ball over to Blankenship and see what we do offensively now. Over to Frazier. Frazier back over to Bornino. Looking down to Jimmy Phillips. Good defense as they step in front of the pass as Justin Morgan. Turnover Vikings. A little hesitation from Serrano. Now back over to Morgan. Morgan Serrano. Good take off the backboard. Good little runner from the kid. Good job not stopping. Taking it right at the big guy, Jimmy Phillips. And Blankenship gets the ball into Bornino. We'll take it up top. 1 minute left here in the basketball game. Vikings going to get a victory and go to 2-2 this year. And it's nice to be able to finish the game with your bench in the game. As Owen Burke now over to Blankenship. Back to Burke. Down low. Good give and go. And nice little runner for Owen. And he's in the board now on the scorebook as well. 5 points for him tonight. Cross court pass now to Ward. 35 seconds left on the clock. Baseline dribble, kicked it back up top, and that's going to be thrown away. I think we're staying here. I think we're going to stay with Reed Sport. Yep. So just 21.6 left on the clock. Vikings up by 30. So double win tonight for the Vikings. Have not been able to say that for a long time as the girls got the victory tonight with a long three-pointer. Count it for Reed Sport. 11 seconds left on the clock. And don't really need to shoot here. That would be the smart move. Do the Vikes, and he's just going to hold it. Oh, come on. You call the five-second call as he's trying to do the right thing and waste the clock out. But they call the five-second call. 1.1 left on the clock. 44-71. Vikings going to get the victory tonight. And well-deserved. Great game all around. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the backboard, no good by Ferris, and that'll be it. We'll be back with a post-game report after these messages here on Coast Radio Sports. It was under 30. And welcome back to the post-game report here in Reed Sport, Oregon, as the Vikings with a big victory tonight. as they get one over Reedsport, who's a good basketball team. And, you know, not on the same level as we are either. They don't play in the same league as we are. They're going to be a little smaller. They're going to do just fine in their league this year. A couple of good kids on their side tonight. You know, Manicky can sure shoot the basketball. Serrano and Solins did a good job. And Dukovic, you know, he's going to be a big kid in that league. He's going to get some points scored. So well done by them tonight. Put up a good game. Just out physically and out man tonight by the Siuslaw Vikings, who just were too much all night long.
They, Reedsport did a really good job of staying scrappy.
Yeah. You
know, they were down early in the game, but they kept playing kind of like their girls, you know.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to them that they kept playing.
Good to see the Vikings play hard all game long as well, with the bench coming in there in the fourth quarter. Didn't lose anything, still winning by 28 points, something like that. I think that last three-pointer kind of put them out of the 30-point range, but didn't need it. And it's good to get kids in that aren't going to play a lot maybe during the regular season, and give the kids, you know, some time to sit down and watch their friends out there playing. A lot of people in the scorebook tonight, Jake.
Yeah, eight players on the scorebook tonight. But, you know, Chaz Edblom was 17. Justin Helen started off hot at the beginning of the game with the three-pointers, draining them from outside. He had a total of 15 on the board tonight. But Mike and Blankenship off the bench with seven.
Nice.
And then Asher Bornino, you know, four on the board, and Owen Burt, five on the board. So good to see those juniors putting some points on the board as well. Michael Felkins, Ryan Clampy, you know, just across the board, the starters and the fresh guys off the bench all contributing.
You know, one thing that Reedsport never really got a hold of was stopping the basketball at top lane. We were going, taking the ball to them, and they weren't having anybody help side over, so it was one-on-one, and our guys are so physical. They just kept getting to the board.
We did a good job of attacking, especially early in the game.
You know, second half, even more points. Did a good job defensively tonight, holding somebody to only, you know, 38 points or whatever they ended up with tonight. Was just a big, we didn't get our final score as we were so excited about what was happening here tonight. You know, and we got a dunk tonight. It's always good to see Falcons, you know, somebody getting up with a dunk. It's only worth two, but it does get your team a little bit jazzed up as well. Let's take a break and come back with our final thoughts here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to the post-game report here in Reedsport, Oregon. Two great basketball games tonight, guys. We saw the girls get their first victory in 2 years, well-deserved. They won by almost 30 points. Then the boys coming out tonight and also winning almost by 30 points. Both teams going down to North Valley on Friday. Girls get an opportunity, you know, to get two in a row for the first time in a long time. And the boys, maybe a little redemption for football, to be honest with you, to go down there. You're probably going to play against some of the same kids. So there wasn't the best of blood, you know, in that football game. So let's hope we go down there and have a good, nice, clean game.
Yeah, I'm sure North Valley will have a good squad. They were really athletic in football. And like you said, I'm sure some of those kids play basketball. And our kids, you know, we got whooped in football. So maybe a little, I don't really like the word revenge, but might be a little revenge.
Yep. You know, something to get. The way we're playing, you know, we play like you did tonight and take care of the basketball. There's always an opportunity to win the game. We've got to make sure you're still, you know, running our offense the best we can. But I think one of our strengths, obviously, I think we saw tonight, is taking the ball to the hole and trying to finish. We did a great job, offensive and defensive rebounds as well.
No doubt. It was really fun. Great night for the Vikes, you know, both girls and the boys. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Yep. Jay, any final thoughts?
No, I think, you know, my first time getting to be here with you guys. I appreciate the opportunities. A lot of fun. And I tell you, watching both squads put W's on the board tonight, really thrilling. Super happy for the coaches and the staff and the players, those teams. Great job tonight by the Vikings.
Well, honestly, I would sit here and talk a little bit more, but the lights are being turned out on us here in Reedsport. Turn out the lights. I'm not a singer as well, but everybody, thanks for joining us tonight on our first broadcast on basketball this evening. Well, hopefully we can get everything dialed in a little bit better as we go. I'll get the names right, and hopefully we can have some continued success with these two basketball teams tonight. Again, we won't be on the air this Friday. Our next broadcast is going to be next Tuesday at home. Please feel free to join Jay and I as we'll be doing it live from Florence, Oregon. For everybody out there in Radio Land, we sure appreciate being here tonight. And from everybody here in Reedsport, mahalo.